Next patient is Gerald Willett. That is Willett. Willett. T is in Thomas. Gerald, Gerald. Gerald Willett. Date of birth, 9/18/1959. Date of visit, 4/11/25. Please make copy for David Weinrich. That is David, D-A-V-I-D, Weinrich. W-E-I-N-R-E-I-C-H. David Weinrich. Weinrich, M.D. David Weinrich. Next paragraph. Dear David, thank you for sending Gerald Willett for permanent evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has had a history of shortness of breath since over 5 years, has previously been evaluated for pulmonary disease and has had pulmonary evaluations done and has used inhaled bronchodilators as well as long-acting steroids. Period. The patient had a chest X-ray also done a year ago, which showed no active pulmonary infiltrates. Period. He has no cough and denies any chest pains and denies any weight loss. He was placed on Advair Diskus, which apparently has not helped him in any way. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypothyroidism and hyperlipidemia, history of cholestatic hypertrophy. He has allergic rhinitis. Period. And surgery includes history for wrist surgery following trauma 10 years ago. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking. Uses alcohol regularly. Works on a sailboat as a guide. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of colon cancer. Mother died of unknown causes. Next paragraph. Med list included rosuvastatin, see, 20 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, finasteride 5 milligrams daily, albuterol HFA inhaler 2 puffs PRN, Advair is 250 by 50 micrograms 1 puff BID Martin Lucas, 10 milligrams daily. Tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. And Claritin as needed. Next, paragraph. System review of the patient. Denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. He has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, heartburn, denies any diarrhea or constipation. There's no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. Denies urinary frequency, dysuria, or flank pains. He has no easy bruising. He has joint pains, muscle stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This elderly male. Averagely built in no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80. Heart rate is 64. Respiration's 18. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 200 pounds. Saturation 97. HGNT abnormal phallic. Pupils reactive. Tongue is moist. Nasal cavity matters. Throat is clear. Neck no bruise. No thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds of the periphery. No wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur and S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross, no motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin, no lesions, no. Next paragraph, breast number 1. Reactive airways with chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is history of hypolipidemia. Number 3, hypothyroidism. And number 4 is allergic to rhinitis. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a CBC IgE level, total eosinophil count. It was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator study. And his most recent chest X-ray. And chest CT was reviewed. The chest X-ray was clear on 2/14/25. The patient might benefit from using Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms one puff a day in place of Advair. And continue with the albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs QIDPRN. And I will review his PFTs and make an addendum in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for David Weinrich, MD.